Lord, help us to please you this holiday season. Amen. I heard the Lord say, blessings, 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 and yet again more blessings. Brotherly love brings the blessings, more and more and more, as you tolerate with charity and gratitude each one of this family. Always finding reasons to bear with one another rather than being critical. I can promise you that your turn will come when you seem to be more of a liability than an asset. What he means by that is when that happens, then everybody else has to bear with you, right? But then it's not about assets, the Lord continued. It is about charity, patience, forbearance, sacrifice, and your willingness to come forward when others cannot fulfill their duties. The easy way is to complain, find fault, and allow yourself to descend into frustration. You all need to keep an eye on that tendency. You don't want to be crabby old ladies, do you? No, Lord, that's why I picked the gorilla for an avatar. Gorillas can be grumpy. However, with your grace, I will go back to being the little chick just out of the egg, or maybe a hippity-hoppity bunny. The Lord said, remember, you set the example. If you don't want a bunch of monkeys, you better pick a different avatar than a gorilla. Truly, beloved, when you love, forgive, forbear others, you set the right example, and this community is sweet indeed. When you give in to grumpiness, I've done that lately, guys, and I'm really sorry, you also set an example. You will find that this life is a constant dying to self. There will never be an end to the challenges to love more, to give more, even when it hurts. And I would say, especially when it hurts. I am always by your side, Claire, to assist you in your struggles. That's true. Lately, I've been saying, Lord, take my appetite away, please. And he did. Little things like that help me to be more patient. Help me finish what I have to do tonight to help Papa. And he does. It's amazing. My people, if you are willing, there are more graces for you when you are exhausted and one more thing gets dropped in your lap. In those moments, you truly do not know how you are going to make it even one more step. Rather than getting angry or discouraged, call to me for assistance, and I will grant you more graces to handle it. You see, I am always standing by, listening and watching, so I may come to your rescue when you're overwhelmed. This is the time of year when many are overwhelmed. Just remember, I am here for you. You need to pray, pray, pray more than shop, shop, shop. Right now, there are people all around the world who are victims of political wars, and they, the very little ones, helpless ones, are the ones who suffer. A Christmas gift that would truly warm my heart would be to forego the expensive things and contribute food and medicines to the poor. Then on Christmas Eve, gather around the manger and sing to me. This truly is what Christmas is about. Make this time a special focus on my incarnation and what it means to you. I was born, suffered and died, and paid the price for your sins so you could be with me in heaven. I gave up all of my privileges to provide an eternity in heaven for you. That is the meaning of this holy night, my beloved ones. Lift up in prayer the holy souls in purgatory and those suffering here on earth. The time is coming when celebration will no longer be appropriate. Rather, prayer and repentance will be the order of the day. Be like me and look to the welfare of the little ones that are now in such desperate need. Afterwards, come to me, and together we will do what we can for others. Let this heart be in you to love one another and provide as best you can prayers and necessities. This is the kind of nativity that honors me.